just a few tricks just to that we talked about yesterday on the Power 100 call was with your crayon flush, pour it in a wine glass, squeeze some lemon in there. Instead of the regular water, use some bubbly water, like mineral water or Perrier, that kind of water. You can put a little dash of, you can even put ginger in there so that it's got a little bite to it. And even a slice of ginger in the glass would be delicious, on crushed ice, whatever. But no alcohol, no wine. Now, you phase tours. If you're going to do your alcohol, do it right before your food. And make a decision. Is it going to be phase one or phase two? Are you going to do starches or are you going to do proteins? And if it's going to be proteins, you phase tours and you're going to have alcohol, eat the vegetables first on your plate, okay? At least it'll help to absorb it and also not be so fermenting onto your protein. You don't want to pour alcohol onto your food. So drink your drink, one or two. And be careful, you'll be on an empty stomach, but you'll be able to enjoy yourself. But do it right before you're going to eat. So if dinner is at 4, start, you know, have your alcohol like around 3, 3:30, and then by the time food's served, you're ready to go. If it's starch, you're going to do the starch. You're going to do the rice or the stuffing. By the way, stuffing is when you stuff the turkey bird. Dressing is when you cook it on the stovetop. Either way, it's the same thing, but that's going to be starch. The sweet potatoes, the mashed potatoes, all of that stuff. So if you're going to have your alcohol, have it before all of that starch. Do not drink it with your meal. You shouldn't be drinking with your meal anyway. But if you're going to have alcohol, you guys are in phase two, you can do that. But decide if you're phase two that you want, you have your options. Either do the turkey, the vegetables, and the salads, and then you wait 4 hours before you're going to try a dessert, or you're going to have your starches, and you're going to go into the dressing, the stuffing, the sweet potatoes, the blah, 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 all of that. No turkey. However, you have to wait 2 hours after the starches to digest if you want to have a little sliver of pie. All of you on phase one that have to lose fat, still having to lose fat, no, you're not having pie. You will take yourself out of nutritional ketosis. But you can wait and have your goat yogurt and nuts. So do that. You can also have your latte after your meal or before your meal and make it delicious. Put your cinnamon, put a dash of cayenne pepper in there, maybe cacao powder just for a little flavor. Again, you can never go wrong eating right. We want you to enjoy your company. Enjoy the people that you're going to be with. Have wonderful conversation. Be grateful. Everything is going your way. And as long as you stay on this lifestyle, the next time they see you at Thanksgiving, that they're just going to be so happy to see you look so healthy and lean. Those of you that have already lost a significant amount, but you still need a significant amount left to go, do not fall into the trap of, well, I've lost so much. I've lost 70, 80 pounds. I can just mess up today. Let me tell you what will happen if you mess up today. First of all, if you miscombine, your food's going to putrefy. You'll get gas. You'll get cramping. You'll get bloated. Your eyes will bloat. You'll have bags under your eyes in the morning when you wake up. And your bowels are going to be messed up for at least 4 to 5 days, okay? If you're on phase one and you have to lose the fat and you're already in nutritional ketosis and you let that meal digest properly but you decide to go ahead and have pie or dessert, now you've thrown yourself out of nutritional ketosis. What does that mean? That means you got another 10 days to a month to get yourself back into having your body live off your own fat. Is it really worth it? It's not like this isn't going to happen again. And how important is it to get the fat off of you, especially the visceral fat surrounding your heart, your liver, your lungs, your in your intestines. No, that's the fat that'll kill you. It's really your priority and what is valuable to you. And if being with loved ones is valuable, then eating all the food that is not going to benefit you, that would be a poor choice. Your priority would be that you have to have those foods. In other words, now you're in Stockholm food syndrome, and you've seen an old boyfriend. It's as if you saw an old boyfriend that used to abuse you, and you fell into the trap of going back with him. You don't need to do that. That's low self-esteem, and that is losing your commitment to a happy, healthy life. Stockholm syndrome is when you fall in love with your abuser. Well, the foods that are can really, really hurt you at Thanksgiving, especially, is really Stockholm food syndrome if you fall for it. If you want to eat some of them, but you know you can't, smell them. Take a big whiff. Let the aroma go down your nose, and it'll hit your tongue, back of your tongue. It will affect your brain as if, you know, you had already not really tasted it, but you're familiar with the smell, and it's good enough. Remember, licorice doesn't have a taste. The only way you can taste it is through smell. So it's a little trick you can joke with your family or friends when they say, here, you want this, you want this? Oh, just a little. Say, oh, no, I'm on a lifestyle here. I got to get this fat off. And every day counts because I'm in nutritional ketosis. But let me smell it. What? Yeah. Oh, that's great. Okay. All right, let's go. You know, in other words, you don't make it a big deal. You have fun with it. And you let them know that your life and your quality of life and you getting lean and healthy for life is far more important to you than the sweet potatoes with the brown sugar and the marshmallows, all the candied cranberries with all that sugar in there, the pies, the cookies, the cakes, the mashed potatoes. I'm telling you, it's not as if these foods are going to disappear off the planet. So stay strong. Stay in love with yourself. Stay committed. Stay proud of yourself. And take control. And when you walk away from that Thanksgiving dinner, you're going to feel amazing. You're going to, you phase oneers, you're going to eat all the turkey you want. Just nosh on all of the vegetables. Hopefully they're grilled. Have a lot of salad. Take your own lemon and mayo dip with you. Just enjoy the heck out of it. And when you leave and go home, all of your friends are going to barely, they're going to rush to get into the car. They're going to go, oh, my God, I am so bloated. I'm so miserable. Oh, my God, I ate too much. I can't wait to get home to lay down. And then everything starts, heat, acid, and enzymes starts bubbling up into the gut. Before you know it, they're gassy. They're laying down. They're going to go to sleep. They're going to wake up. Their eyes are going to be bagged out. And for the next 72 hours, they're just going to be like, oh, my God, the next day, oh, I ate too much. Ugh. And then they've got leftovers, so they're going to eat worse the second day. Don't fall into this trap. If you do feel like you're going to surrender to the garbage, call, text, or send a carrier pigeon to your buddies or your coaches. And if none of them are around, get on Facebook and go, mayday, mayday, I'm having a rough time. We have coaches. One of them, somebody, will come back. But just the fact that you reach out and you go, I'm weak, I want these cookies, I want this cake. Oh, my God, pumpkin pie, and it's homemade whipped cream. No. How important is that when the doctor says, gee, I'm sorry, but looks like we're going to have to put you on a statin. Your blood pressure is off the chart. Your cholesterol is off the chart. Your pancreas, you're pre-diabetic. How important is all that garbage? Get a grip. Understand the importance, and there is no reason to hurt yourself when having a good time. Don't do anything bad to yourself. when you're having a good time.